That's how. Okay.
I'm just gonna give you adjectives, but yeah. So.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We are here for another voice note, Jessica Wall.
Yes, sir.
So glad to have you here.
So wonderful to be here.
I've been super excited about this one because we're just gonna jump right in.
Let's go.
The world of modeling.
Oh boy.
I know. I love it.
Here you get it. All the information. Where do you want to start?
I mean, I don't know. You know, I as a designer, I think that one of the purest relationships, aside from, you know, your core customer, is clothing and the model.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I think because it's, I can only tell so much of a story. Mm-hmm. Most of the heavy lifting you're doing.
Yeah.
You know? And so I guess there's always the origin story. How did you know?
Oh, I didn't.
You didn't know? Okay.
No, I graduated high school, and okay. I was working for my dad doing construction, painting interiors and exteriors of houses.
Painting?
Yes, in Chicago.
Manual labor?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Did it all the way from when I was knee-high all the way until...
Oh, this was... Okay.
Oh, yeah. I worked from nonstop. I can, you know, I can paint a straight line with both hands. I can put down decking.
So you're saying you're not
decking.
Just another pretty face?
No, I'm actually useful. But when you work for family... Mm-hmm. I learned the fun fact that you're always the last one to get paid, at least in my household.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I need a job because I have 5 younger siblings.
Five?
Yeah.
There's 6 of you.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Irish, but not Catholic. I think my dad just wanted the free labor.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Or so, basketball team.
Yeah. One of the two. But I was like, okay, I need some type of job. I need to get out of here. I need to do this. And... a friend of the family actually invited me to, he was talking to my mom and he was like, oh my gosh, you should be a model. Like he went, he was like, oh my gosh, my wife modeled. She would do great. It's my 5th grade teacher. Just a little bit weird.
Okay.
And I went downtown Chicago, into Ford Models with my mom when
really?
I was 18. Actually, I was 17, about to turn 18. Agent came out, took a look at me. Took a photo, went to the back, came out 5 minutes later with contract. She's like, here, we want you. I was like, what? I just thought it was silly that everyone always told me to be a model. I guess I'm doing this now. Okay.
Wow. So, it's not... Okay, so folks had told you should model.
Oh, yeah.
But it wasn't really...
No, it was ridiculous. What? I mean, it's the Midwest. No one thinks about actually modeling. It's just because I was tall that everyone was like, oh, my God, you should model. I was like, that's not real.
You know, but it's funny you should say that because in... I didn't do a deep dive, but when you look at most of your famous American models, mm-hmm. they're not coming from, like, L.A. or from New York. You know, they're coming from the Midwest.
Okay, that's because we have lots of cute little girls out there. We're pretty adorable. We just happen all the good ones escape, in my opinion.
I mean, escape. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, you're 18...
Signed with Ford.
Signed with
Mom.
Ford, which is, that's major.
It was crazy, but to the extent of, I would tell people in the Midwest that I was signed with Ford, and they were like, the car company?
Right.
That's the awareness of modeling and fashion that I was surrounded with at
cute.
The time.
And you know what? I bet it hasn't changed.
Definitely not out there. Mm-mm. So I signed with them, and for the first year, I worked in Chicago all over. I fell in love with the movement in front of the camera, and I would go and walk for 45 minutes to the Walgreens that was near my house and pick up a fashion magazine and walk back 45 minutes and sit in front of a mirror and practice poses and see if I could hold my face a certain way, hold my hands a certain way, because I wanted to be good at the thing that was in front of me, and I refused to not be good at a skill if I know I can learn how to do it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Went and did all my homework.
Yeah.
And then within the first year, my agents were like, okay, well, we're signing you to Paris and LA and Miami and New York. And then that first summer it was on a Thursday or Friday, my agents were like, oh, we want to send you to New York in like August. I was like, okay, I'm down. It's July.
Yeah.
On Monday, they called me. Hey, can you leave for New York now? I was like, How about on like Thursday? I did not even own a suitcase. Okay, I was so baby. I went to TJ Maxx. I got my first carry-on suitcase ever. Threw my clothes in there. Moved to New York with $1,500 in my account.
Moved to New York.
And lived out of a suitcase for about the next year or so. And hopped around all different kinds of places and modeled my little ass off.
Wow. That's a hell of a story.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, and initially that's one of the things that's always been... I've been fascinated about with you is your movement.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there's something about you. I mean, this is LA. So there are a lot of pretty people. Mm-hmm. And there are a lot of people that constantly, I'm doing air quotes for, you know, for folks that are listening, call themselves models.
Yeah.
And there was something when I would see you, I was like, no, she's a real model. There's something technically proficient about what you're doing. And I want to piggyback off of what you just said because your work ethic.
Yeah.
You know, and I respect that, but it's also very... there's an energy to it that I like, you know, and just knowing there's movement, you know.
Yeah,
and there's a process, and it's not just, I'm just pretty.
Yeah. No, that doesn't work. Pretty early on in the industry, I discovered I didn't really care about what brand I was working for, how fancy it was, ooh, I have these accolades type of thing. I didn't care. I fell in love with that movement in front of the camera and the creativity that I could bring to that and the challenge it was for me. Mm-hmm. Because when I first started, I had photographers who were like, ooh, your hands are in the shot. Get those out of the shot. I was like, ooh, I need to go home and work on my hands. Okay, I can do that.
Oh, wow.
And then it was within the first couple months of modeling, I did this shoot. It was a bridal shoot, and there were two other models that showed up. First model showed up. We were getting our hair and makeup done. Third model wasn't there yet. When she showed up, it was like sunshine entered the room. She walked in, and she filled up that entire space. Not in a, oh my gosh, it's me, but she brought this glow to the space that was intoxicating. I was like, oh, I'm doing that. That is how I want to enter a room. That is how I want to be on set. That's the bare minimum.
Yeah.
I'm not going to show up any other way. So I built up to walking into rooms like that and filling up space like that and not, oh my gosh, you have to look at me, but let me fill up the space and bring everyone into the energy.
Yeah.
Let me make this a bigger, brighter place. And that and the skill of learning how to move, oh, I fell in love with it. Which, to a certain extent, you know, doesn't necessarily give you the success that a lot of people talk about when it comes to modeling of like, oh, I was on the cover of this or I was on the cover of that. But for me, within modeling, the success was being able to be handed anything, wear anything, and be in front of that camera and be able to move however you needed.
What do you think is, I mean, okay, and I guess we'll just focus on present day because things have shifted, you know, and you've been a model
13 years.
So that's, which doesn't seem like a lot.
That's a lot.
It's a lot.
That's a lot.
It's a lot.
If you get through the first 3 years, you've made a dent. Yeah. When you get to year five, you're like, okay, I know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I can navigate this space, place, let's go.
Yeah.
Anything past that, you're like, okay, let's go.
Let's do it.
Let's do this.
So, okay, in your opinion, what are the tools needed to be a successful model?
Ooh, all kinds of things. I think success for models in a lot of ways is a breath of air of the industry deciding who is popular at what time, what body type is popular. Yeah. Like, so much of it is out of your hands of like, maybe you have good agents, maybe you don't. Maybe you have people who are blackballing you because they don't like that you're successful. There's so...
Really?
Oh, yeah. There's so much on. There's other girls, if you live in model housing, sometimes they'll destroy, like, your makeup or, like...
Oh, is that...
Oh, there's all kinds of stuff.
It's very cliche.
It's very cliche. They're on set and they couldn't move.
Yeah.
They couldn't move, they couldn't pose, and then you had a couple years ago when they had all kinds of influencers on the runway, and they couldn't walk.
Yeah.
And I feel like the fashion industry realized, oh, this doesn't, this is a waste of our money, actually. We're
Do you think they've realized?
Oh, I think so.
You think so?
I think so.
Interesting.
I think so, because within where we are right now, I don't think it's a question of model versus influencer. I think companies and brands use influencers when maybe their marketing isn't very good, when maybe their brand recognition isn't very good.
Yeah.
When they need someone to show up and be, you know, a voice to make them cool and current and present.
Yeah.
And an influencer will give you that.
Yes.
That's their job. Yeah. That's totally fine. They can have that job. I have no need to be the let me do all your marketing for you. That's right. Not my job as a mom. My job as a mom is to show up, wear the clothes, and be able to sell those clothes better than anyone else.
Yes, I agree.
And I think the fashion industry has come to terms with those two different categories.
Really?
Yeah, in a lot of ways.
Our first argument.
I think, though, the industry is cheaper than they've ever been. And I think that is less to do with wanting to use influencers and more to do with how COVID hit, one. I mean, rates before COVID were not what they were, you know, in the 90s, whatever. But post-COVID, I mean, even during COVID, you had clients who wanted girls to show up and do their own hair, makeup, bring styling, bring shoes, style the whole shoot. You even had brands send out clothes to models and have girls do
their own
shoots.
Yeah.
And not in a, oh, you're an influencer, you have all of this already set up, you already know how to do shoots at home. It's just, here, do this. We don't want to actually pay for the infrastructure of it or anything. You just do it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, interesting. I still think that the influencer has a tight hold on fashion as an industry.
I definitely think they do, as a front-facing, like, marketing, pushing out and bringing people in to buy things. But I think, again, that's just a different lane than what a fashion model does. I think they're two different things. And I think they can survive in the same ecosystem. I think they even add to each other. But what is the pain point, in my opinion, is that you have people in charge within brands who are business-minded, who are not creative-minded.
Yes.
Who are looking at numbers and analytics.
Yes.
Who don't actually understand the industry at all. When it comes to fashion, when it comes to booking people, when it comes to, if I book a influencer, it'll be the same as booking a fashion model. It's not. You're going to get two different things.
Yes.
And I also think brands have lower budgets and aren't willing to put out less money, and they aren't willing to be creative. I feel like they find someone who's popular. It's like the curse of going viral, right? One person goes viral off of one thing, and then all of their content becomes that one thing.
100%.
And I think a lot of brands look at people who have gone viral or look at brands who are popular and just copy-paste to what they're doing and then do it at a lower budget and don't understand why things aren't working.
Yeah. Wow. I think that... That's a great way to end it, you know? But I think that this is very informative, you know?
Just a perspective.
No, and it's a good perspective. And it's a real perspective because you have skin in the game.
Yeah.
So it's real, you know? And so I think that, you know, having these conversations are what's very important because we don't have the conversations really anymore. Yeah. Not like this, you know? And not... We have outsiders talking about it, but it's not the same.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I make clothes.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
you are a model.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We cohabitate, you know. And so, thank you very much for the time.
Absolutely.
And we got to do this again.
Absolutely, without a doubt.